preparation for and sometimes during the birth, because you also became a doula.
Yep, I did. I did my doula training about three and a half years ago. I guess I mainly decided to do that because I was working with so many pregnant women and I had never gone through it. So I wanted to understand more how to relate to them and help them through it. Oh, and I think it was very beneficial.
Yeah, I remember we did a birth together.
Yeah.
At a birth center. That was a really powerful
birth.
A water birth. And it was just a really good mix of energy. There was the woman who was laboring and her partner. And then they had a doula, and she's a hypnotherapy doula. And she did her little, I don't know, Jedi magic where she would just touch the third eye on the forehead there, and mom would just become very calm. And then I think I was working on her back, and the midwife was sitting, sort of guiding her. Mom was getting kind of impatient, and the midwife, do you remember this? She was like, don't worry, the baby's just stuck in a little bit of traffic on the 405.
I do remember that because she didn't seem like the type of person that would make a joke.
Yeah, no, she's very straight European.
That really stuck out to me. She's like, she's on Wilshire. She needs to get to Santa Monica.
Yeah, she's on a stoplight. Don't worry. You know, and then mom's like, is she here yet? Where's with her? This is the worst traffic ever. And then the baby came out. It was beautiful.
That was an amazing birth. And I've actually been working with the hypnotherapist during my pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Oh, right. The hypnotherapist was the doula.
Yes.
In that one.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you started attending births and doing body work and doula work.
Mm-hmm. Which also is so beneficial to women. So, yeah, I would go, you know, just for a few hours at a time, mostly, not as a typical doula, and help with counter pressure and some soft tissue work and different modalities to help comfort them, basically, which I learned through you.
Yeah, and it's always evolving. We learn every time we go, we learn more things.
Yes, every birth is different, every labor, and it's exciting to see, and they're all beautiful.
When did you decide, hey, I'm ready to do this, I want to have a kid?
Oh, a long time ago. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
So.
And how is
like, probably, I mean, I've had baby fever for a long time, but we've been trying probably for, I mean, the not trying stage for about 3+ years.
The not trying stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the trying for 1.5+ before.
Oh, so it has been quite a journey.
Yeah, it's hard to remember going back in time, because once we got on the right track, it was, thank God, pretty smooth sailing for us.
What made it the right track?
Well, realizing that we needed help.
Oh, did you have a specific thing you needed to overcome?
Yeah, so when we weren't getting pregnant, we did some testing, and I got diagnosed with PCOS.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is very common. And surprisingly, no one had ever told me I had it before.
During the period where you were not trying and where you started to try actively?
Yeah, or even since, you know, since I was like a teenager.
How would they find it as a teenager?
Just by like irregular periods or different symptoms that I had explained to people before, but they were just like, oh, everyone's different.
Oh, and they never like ultrasounded your ovaries or did blood tests or anything?
No.
Oh. So once you found that out, because it can get in the way of conception, of fertility.
Yeah. So we went to a reproductive endocrinologist who did some further testing, and he right away like knew what I had. And first he suggested we try Clomid because I found out that I wasn't